This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We were all just kind of chopping it up because as we discussed the Hawks situation, and this is really stemming from the Lakers losing because, you know, everybody still wants to make the comparison. Look at Luka. Well, he just had LeBron, and he lost in the first round. And it's just another example of if your team is not constructed in the right way, and it doesn't matter, man. You're not going to go anywhere. And Trey has been busting his butt to try to get this team over the hump. But look at the way the team has been constructed. Now, that could change this offseason. But one of the guys that I continue to get day in and day out.
Dukes. Don't say it.
Dukes.
Don't say it.
Why don't we go get Zion?
Oh, you said it.
Zion. Many of you want to make a deal and a trade to go get Zion Williamson. Okay, Mike, can we talk about this? Because, I mean, even Day-Day was like, I don't know.
God.
Where are you at on this? Because I don't want Zion.
Yes, again, you know what everybody sees? The athleticism, everybody, all the old Josh Smith fans. Oh, it's above the rim and all that blah, blah, blah. Too bad you're not on TV. I'm doing a hand gesture right now. But anyway, 24.6 points when he's healthy. Okay, yes, no one debates his ability to put the ball in a basket, but he doesn't play like you need him to play. Like, as in, like, you know, I don't know, 50 games? Now, everybody went bananas because he actually made 70 games a season ago. And then last year he went back to old Zion, 30 games. Year before that, at 22-23, played 29 games.
That ain't enough.
I mean, and there's just too much risk.
To quote a famous rapper, it's not enough.
Well, and I tell you what is enough, and that's his friggin' salary. If we were going to go trade for him, just a tick under 40 mil, then 42, then 44 mil through 27-28.
Goodness gracious.
And if you feel that, you know, we're stuck in a play-in rut, well, when Zion is playing 30 games a year, where do you think we're going to friggin' be?
Same place.
Yeah, same spot. So he's intriguing. I understand why from a basketball standpoint, but there's just these guys don't come with a money-back guarantee. They come with guaranteed money. That's right, Steve Ullman.
Mike, so David Griffin was the general manager, and this is why this is percolating, guys. He got fired. Joe Dumars is the new guy in charge for the Pelicans. And reports are they don't know what he wants to do with Zion, and the team would prefer, ownership would prefer a trade. We're going to see. Now, here's the deal.
So, I'll be your Huckleberry?
Well, can Dumars reach Zion? If he can't, then the new guy, there's no commitment. David Griffin was trying to build around Zion, and those numbers you just gave about the last 3 years is why they haven't done anything.
Traded Brandon Ingram at the deadline.
That's right. So now
I was interested in him, but he also misses a lot of games. Remember that?
Yeah, but you got a new guy now, and Joe Dumars doesn't have any ties to Zion. He's like, look, I need to put – and he's built championship teams. He knows. Right. So he's like, okay, let's
and
see where this goes.
And some of its parts team by making trades.
So I think they're going to try to move him. Here's my thing, Hawks fans, and I know y'all going to say, I don't care if we get Zion. Who are you giving up? You want to give up the bench and who? A couple of picks? That's not going to get it done.
He's going to want Jalen Johnson.
That's not going to get it done.
But he's going to want, I mean, he's going to want Jalen Johnson, some number ones to build with.
I'm not trading Jalen.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be the ask.
There's too much upside.
Well, and then, but here's the same thing. I don't want Jalen Johnson to become our version of Zion because he's got to start staying healthy too. Now, I know upper body is not lower body, and everyone, I love these guys. It was a shoulder injury. Did he freaking play? Was he I get it. Yes, a knee injury is generally tends to get more knee injuries, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, at the end of the day, he can't stay healthy. You said it the other 2 years ago, get shoes that fit.
Get some shoes, man.
You know, stop rolling your ankles.
All right, can I ask you another question about Zion?
I love Jalen's game, but that's a concern.
No, it is. It is. Let me ask you another question about Zion. Let's keep it real. Who's going to keep him out of Magic City and them lemon pepper wings?
Well, he's going to have to get his baby oil somewhere.
No, remember? I'm just saying. Y'all know he likes to eat.
Remember when he got in shape and then he had like a baby oil man?
He was at the park.
Remember Day-Day, we were having a hype man?
He was like at the park.
He had like a baby oil man.
Got to keep those shoulders shiny. Yeah.
So he shot this video and they must have had like, I mean, Annie Leibovitz shot this video and they had like all sort of backlighting and they had like an oil man. So they look all cut. You know, like he's Mr. Olympia, like Lee Haney showed him how to oil up.
You would have thought he just got off the bench press the way he looked. But no, I mean, like, honestly, all of you guys are like, part of this is staying in shape. We just talked about soft body Luka.
Right?
Staying in shape has been a part of why Zion has not had success with the Pelicans. To Mike's point, when he's on the court, okay, you get a couple of highlights. Guys, what has he done? As we discuss this, and if you just joined in the conversation, we're saying, hey, Hawks, let's construct this team. We've got an opportunity in the offseason. It's not just going to trade for a star. You saw the Lakers do that with Luka, and it didn't accomplish anything this year. So you guys are saying, all right, well, this is who we need to go get. I just don't think Zion. If you told me Giannis, I'd be more willing to go get Giannis than I would be Zion.
Right. Now, again, I would give everything for Giannis, and I would, because Giannis has shown the ability. Now, even this year, he still made the playoffs, even he missed some games with some injuries. But Giannis, to me, is it. And by the way, for those who don't know the story, we could have had Giannis. That goes all the way back to a former Hawks coach who gets fired and then takes our secret scouting sauce up to Milwaukee. No joke, you can look it up.
No proprietary information
here,
Mike.
And apparently shared that information. And it was like, because it really, we were no joke. Imagine that. Imagine if Giannis came here. A man can dream. But anyway, getting back to the Zion thing, it just always seems to have this I don't know, this life, because people see the stats and they see the numbers and they see, look, it makes perfect sense. A normal pick and roll, a normal, you know, a yin yang, you know, the star to Trey. But when you have a history of missing as many games as him, guys, it's not like we're just making this up. You cannot look at him and not consider the injury. It was Larry Drew, by the way, who went up to Milwaukee and brought some secret scouting information. And that's how Milwaukee was made aware of there was a man named Giannis Antetokounmpo to go find.
Let me tell you somebody else I don't want. Kevin Durant.
No,
not
by the way,
not at this stage.
And by the way, we just talked about, like, you know, you just mentioned, you know, soft Luka and LeBron. You had Bradley Beal, who has a no trade, and Durant, who doesn't want to leave Phoenix. So he's actually going to, now that his career is ending and winding down, he doesn't want to go somewhere he can be viable?
No, he's going to end up somewhere, but these are the names you're going to hear. Right. And I'm just saying, for Hawks fans, that's not the answer either. Not at this age. And by the way,
Makes more sense for Dallas to go get Durant.
Yes, does he want to be here? Even the Rockets, there are some teams that have some real draft capital that can give up a bunch of things. The Rockets are one of those teams. I don't want to give up six players for Kevin Durant. I just don't.
No, and again, the ask, guys, you have to understand, before you start, I do love and appreciate your passion, but people start doing this like you're a 10-year-old kid flipping baseball cards. Okay, we send him a first-round pick, and we send him, sign and trade with Capella. No, no, no.
Vete Krejci, send him out
to you. We're going to sign. We're going to send Vete Krejci out there, and we're going to send Bufkin.
Yeah.
No, they're going to want Jalen Johnson. They're going to want, they might even want Dyson Daniels.
You're trying to send them everybody that didn't play this year.
Garrison Matthews, he's yours.
We're going to give him we'll give him
Gary Bird.
We'll give him Gary Bird, and then we'll throw in Caris LeVert. And I mean, it's like, come on, guys. The only thing that's going to get any trade done, they're going to want Jalen Johnson.
The guy on the other end of the phone is like, "Did any of these guys play?"
I don't see these guys on active rosters currently.
No, and we trade Ivan Johnson and Zaza Pachulia.
Jeez.
While we're at it, you know.
I'm just telling you, and it's funny because Day-Day and everybody, we were in the hallway just talking. Like, this is the conversation that we are going to have during this summer. When you guys continue to tell us that Zion's the answer, I'm just telling you right now, and we needed to put it out there, that's not the answer. He's so inconsistent, and I'm joking about the diet, but I'm also being serious. We can't make fun of a soft body Luka. I can't do that and not look at Zion and say he's been in shape the entire time. Some of these injuries are a result of him not being where he needs to be physically.
Right.
So that's just where I'm at.
Right, let me throw. I know that we've said we're going to stay away from the big money, the big ticket.
Who you want?
Well, just off. I mean, you see Julius Randle last night.
I mean, okay, now we're talking.
Now that's something I'd like to see here. But again, but you're going to have to get
what?
You're going to have to get on the apron.
You thought it didn't work with ball-dominant DeJounte Murray.
What?
When ball-dominant Julius Randle gets here, that's also going to be a problem with him.
He helps us on the glass.
Yeah.
He can score.
And with the, no, but the thing is, with the Congo, you kind of got two similar pieces, but that's cool. Positionless basketball, you still need to go get a big.
We still need a big. Yes, don't get me wrong. Well, we still need a big.
Right, you know, the big I want is Miles Turner.
Okay.
I want Miles Turner. Okay. I'd move heaven and earth to get him here because that answers a lot of our problems we had this year.
But if you want to stay, if the apron is issue, then maybe you go get Naz Reid.
Naz Reid's another one.
I like that. But this is the difference, guys. If you were to make those kinds of moves, now you're team building. You're bringing different elements of versatility to your team.
Those are pieces?
Yes.
Not superstars.
Correct.
But what's a Naz Reid contract going to look like? That's where we get into this trouble where
Mike Conti.
I mean, no, because
that's, 90 mil for Naz Reid.
He's a sixth man of the. I think more like 150 million for Naz Reid in the open market.
What are we talking about? Seriously,
that's like a 4-130.
Yeah,
that's 120-130.
Well, his 2024-25 earnings was 13.9, so 14 mil.
Okay, so he's about to get a big.
Yeah, this is a big
raise. So he's going to get a big raise. All right, and deserving, by the way. If you guys don't know who Naz Reid is. Watch Minnesota. He's terrific. He can shoot the three. He's a big guy. He plays like it. I mean, he's legit.
And then Minnesota has that extra bird year, too. They can throw the fifth year in there with it, too. So.
But again,
that's true.
And the same thing goes for, as a new bump for Miles Turner. Miles Turner's going to be in that stratosphere. Miles Turner's probably one of the top five free agents this year.
Okay, but here's the other side.
But
we got it, though.
Yes, we have the money.
We finally are going to be in a position where we've got it.
Jalen Johnson stays healthy. You know, big if right there. See, this is where you look at the bench. Now you're gonna bring Caris LeVert back, right?
I think so. Yes.
Well, I mean, you got to validate the Andre Hunter trade, but you got enough pieces. The wing thing. I mean, Okongwu becomes a four.
Yes.
And you get a big man, a true big man in the middle. And the case of now again, where do you go, Naz Reid? But if you go back to Miles Turner, he can space the floor too.
Yes, because you got Trey, Dyson, right. Jalen,
Rishashay.
Correct. Rishashay, Jalen. And by the way. In a perfect world, Mike, I know this sounds crazy, but somebody's got to come off the bench. Who's more helpful off the bench? Is it Double O? You starting Rishashay. Like that has to be figured out, but you'd have to have the right personnel to do that. We didn't this year. Right. So you ran those guys out there as part of your starters and certainly at the end of games. Either way, this is what we're talking about. You guys can let us know,
and then
man.
You throw in some role players and toughness with the playoffs like crazy guy Bobby Portis.
Okay, stop it.
Look at KJ.
Stop it. I'm going crazy.
He'd be our solo hill.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you get the crazy eyes. You got to have the loco. The loco essay.
Yeah, well, crazy. You know who's loco? Dyson Daniels is tough, man. Dyson Daniels is tough. Uh-huh. We got one of those guys. But I hear what you're saying. A veteran.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Guy that brings that kind of attitude.
Right.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.